Okay, we're about to embark on a new sugya. It is hard to call it an absolute new sugya because some of the principles that we spoke about in the past are now going to come to a whole other dimension, a whole other level. And we're almost going to pick up where we started the sugya of Erech and Emissurin. If you remember way, way back, so we started off with Tosis Kasha. What is the mokor for the din of Erech and Emissurin? Unlike Rashi, who didn't have an absolute ironclad mokor, so Tosis had a very, very real mokor. The mokor being from Nida. Now, at the time we saw the Ramban question whether that could even serve as a model, but Tosis was stuck to their gun, stuck to their position that Nida is the mokor. The problem that Tosis immediately realized was is that Nida is actually not a very good mokor, not a very good model for Erech and Emissurin. Because what the Gemara says in Gittin Dabezim Beis, what the Gemara says in Yivamos HaPeches, that at least according to many opinions, that Erech Nevisur actually breaks down when you have a situation of a Cheskas Isser. So Nida L'chora is a Cheskas Isser. It's actually L'chora Cheskas Isser on two fronts. That she has a Cheskas Roa as well as a Cheskas Isser. So with that we spent a lot of time about. That was the famous Tosis with the Mashal, with the Sheshbaitse, with the Maharit. Why somehow, for some deep dark secret, Nida doesn't qualify as a Cheskas Isser. Eidah b'Cheskas Chil, the other, the other Litzvah, whatever the Shekel Torah from previous sugyas were. So we've just revamped Nida as being the prototype of a non-Cheskas Isser. Something that, until you read the Tosis in a million years, wouldn't have said, but the Maaseh Tosis convinced us well enough with the Mashal, the Shmaitz, and everybody else, that Nida is actually the model of something which is an Ein Becheskes Yisur. It's now, with that piece of information that Tosis clarified in the previous sugyas, and now Tosis turns the table to us and poses the following question. We take a look at the first of the Maamar Koimus. In the second line, just everyone could just mute. If whoever's not muted, can please mute. Or you mute everybody. Okay. So comes Tosis and asks, V'im Taimar, second line of the first Tosis. Erechnem v'shari surna filiz chazgi sura v'la b'yadoi, am I itzach v'safra ali atzma. Tosis says, we've been spending so much time working with the Mandi Yomar that Erechnem v'surin doesn't apply when there's a chazacha, but don't forget, there's another Mandi Yomar out there. According to Ramban, that's actually Iker Mandi Yomar. There's a one viable shita in Yevamos HaPeches that holds that Erechnem v'surin applies even in a situation of yes, it's chazgi sura. So if, according to that opinion, obviously Nida is not the mokor for Erech and Emissurin, because as Tosis proved to us that Nida is the model of Lois Chazak Yisura. So if there is such a shita out there, which we know does exist, such a possibility out there that Erech and Emissurin applies even against its Chazak Yisura, obviously there must be some other mokor. Obviously it can't be Nida. What is that other mokor? Tosis doesn't bother to tell you. We have no idea what that other mokor is. But there's some kind of a phantom pasuk out there, some kind of a mokor out there, that Erech and Emissurin applies under all circumstances, even Mishchaz Gesura. So, if so, says Tosis, so what do I need a pasuk by Nida for? So, you understand what Tosis is? Tosis took the pasuk by Nida, which until now we were holding on to for dear life, that the pasuk by Nida is the mokor for Erech and Emissurin, and now Tosis turns it around and says, wait a second, what do I need it for? It's Poshut. Mandach Erech is believed against the Cheskas Isser, according to that opinion. So, what do I need a pasuk by Nida for? A whole new kasha, a whole new dimension, a whole new angle of the sugya. Yansis Tosis, V'yesh Lema, V'salkadaitach techoshiv k'bo dover shabi erva. So says Tosis, no, you need the climate control of this room. It's hot, it's cold. Okay, it's like the old days of, remember the Frida Kedaris? So comes Tosis and says, V'yesh Lema, V'salkadaitach techoshiv k'bo dover shabi erva. Says Tosis, I would have thought mistakenly that Nida is like a dover shabi erva, dover shabi erva, dover dover imam, but all bets are off. And therefore, a woman would not be believed. Kamash blood that she's believed. So that's the flow. That's the shock v'tayim and Tosis. Why do I need a pasuk by Nida? I need a pasuk by Nida that I shouldn't have made that error that Nida is called a Dovah Shabi Erva. Why would I have thought that Nida is called a Dovah Shabi Erva? What would have led me to that mistaken, terrible, erroneous conclusion? What is it about Nida that makes it sound smacked a little bit like a Dovah Shabi Erva?
Because it's one of the
rites. I mean, it is one of the rites. It's on the list. I mean, we do read it in Minch Yom Kippur, in Pash Zachary Mos. So it is this a Torah, so it is a Bia. I mean, it sounds like it's Arayas. What's the difference between that and Ish? I mean, that difference is a little bit. What's the difference that walked from the Pash of an Arayas? So I would have thought that Nida is like an Arab, and therefore it would have been covered by the din of David and Mimama that she's not believed. Kamash blood, she is believed. So Yesh Lachor, Rabbi, I want to understand how to read this thesis properly. So I understand what the Havamina was. The Havamina was that Nida would have been a Dov Shabi Erva, Kamash Balon, what? Nu, who's going to fill in the Kamash Balon? What are the two ways of understanding the Kamash Balon?
It's not or it is.
Oh, so Kamash Balon, that you were all wrong, that you totally missed the boat and misunderstood what Davar Shebe'erva means, and neither never was, never is, never will be, neither is not a Davar Shebe'erva. That's the Kamash Balon. And linked in this Gzeres HaKos of the Sofer L'Yatzma is Megala to me, this prat in neither being not a Davar Shebe'erva. Is that the pshat? Well, no, I totally missed the boat. I was right. My first boat was not correct. Neither was an erva, is an erva, will remain an erva. Neither is not a davar shebe'erva. How can you say otherwise? It's a pshat achi mas kedeshim. It's a davar shebe'erva. What's the kamash law and what's the besofer law? Notwithstanding the fact that it's a davar shebe'erva, afal pichein exerts across the woman's nemenes. This is the yetzim in a klal for any davar shebe'erva pachs mishnayim. So I got the flow of the Gemara. I understand, according to Tosis, what the Havamina was. The Havamina was for sure that need is a real bona fide Davar Shebe'erva, and there's no way in the world the woman should be believed. It's Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachti Shtayim, B'chuli, 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 B'chuli. That was the Havamina. And something changes. So what changed? Did what change is my definition of Nida vis-a-vis Davar Shebe'erva, or what changed is, as a quirk, it's exercised as a Chiddush HaTor, don't ask any kashas. You tell me what's pshat. Who's going to weigh in? Tell me pshat. Even the guys on Zoom can weigh in. Tell me pshat. What is clearly the correct pshat?
Is it either like this quasi-territory somewhere in between Erva, somewhere in between?
Well, that's exactly what I want to know. I want to know where it lands, which side of the border it lands
what
on.
What I'm saying is, isn't it that it's not...
That's the sugya. That's Mamsha sugya. What is it? Is Nida...
It's Nafkamina.
You want nafkaminas? I got loads. I got a list of nafkaminas a mile long, Mr. Baum. Hang in there, okay? I just want to know the answer to the chakir first. So I got the havamina mashu with the maskaras. Yeah.
So this is a kibod davar shebe'erva, which makes it seem like it's not an actual davar shebe'erva.
No, I would have thought it's like kibod means I would have thought it's like a davar shebe'erva. Kamash mon, it's not. So kamash mon what? Kamash mon, it's not a kamash mon. The nafkamin bechein she's the So that's exactly what I want to know. So bring me a Raya Baruch Shalala Tshuva according to Tosfos. All hands went down. I said, Raya Baruch Shalala Tshuva is going to be a good one. We have a Tshuva. What? No, I want it from Ash Suki, from Rinda Beis and Beis. We're learning it in Akkadush. Imtim Tzeloimar that Nida, really, truly, is a davar shebe'erva, even lefi maskana, and yet the Torah says, notwithstanding the fact that it's a davar shebe'erva for sofer l'atzma, why don't we then go and say, Nida is a full-fledged davar shebe'erva, the real McCoy. So why don't I say, okay, if the Torah says for sofer l'atzma, wait, if the Torah says for sofer l'atzma, so why can't I turn around and learn from there to all other davar shebe'ervas? All will call Tar Kula. So what are you going to tell me? So Asher's going to tell me, what do you mean? Asher's going to tell me, Eim Chabal Chedusho, I don't understand. But Tosfos says that we do learn out from Nida. Quentin Mandioma, that Nida is the Mokafei Dechen and Bisurin. Tosfos had no qualms learning out from Nida. So if Tosfos meant to say that the Kamash Balon is that it is a davar shebe'erva, but the Sofala is still Nemenes, so then we should raise a red flag and say, wait a second. So what's the klal? Is there a klal of Indom Shabir Pachos Hashtayim? Is the klal of a Sofer law? Aren't those two klal contradict each other? We should come up with some razzle-dazzle Torah. Say they be ready. They keep adding some, come up with some kind of shtickle Torah to explain. Silence on the half of Torah. Torah doesn't ask that question. Torah says, good. Zol Zayin V'Sofer law. So it's clear as day that Torah has concluded V'Sofer law means Taka Nid is not there. That is the Kamash Balon. So the Kamash Balon is we have to revamp and redefine Huchos Nida. Tais in the Havamina thought that Huchos Nida was from Gilead Arayas, and therefore Ein Davar Shebe'erva B'Shnayim, Kamash Balon is Nishkin Davar, it's Nishkin Davar Shebe'erva, Nishkin Gilead Arayas. Why not? How do you know what is Gilead Arayas, what's not Gilead Arayas? How do you know? Once Tosfos is willing to open up the possibility and the conclusion that Nida is not an Erva, so why is Eishes Eish an Erva? Why is Gilead Arayas an Arayas? Why is Kedushin Tzamechei Arayas? Why did somehow the Isra of Eishes Ish more than Isra Nida? What makes something an Erva not makes Nida an Erva? What is it?
What the punishment is.
What?
What the punishment would be.
And you're going to tell me, what about the Baal HaChaysay? What about Baal HaChos Ishtay? What about Baal Eishes Achiv? Those are the exact same Onesh as Nida. You're going to tell me that's not Davar Shebe'erva? I don't think so. I think those are all Dovah Shebi'erva. So Onish itself is not the end game. We're too focused. We're all nervous. We're Yom HaDin. So we're all thinking Yom HaDin. Gotta get out of Onish. Think of positive, happy thoughts. So what is it about Nida? What characteristic does Nida have? So what do you...
Dovah Shebi'erva. She can make himself... Mutter.
Oh, you're mechavi to Toys R Us. Okay, again, to Toys. Hang in there, Mr. Brown. How about the Toys R Us? Okay, hang in there. Okay? So they say...
Except for Rabbi Akiva, question Mamzeris.
Well...
Anita doesn't create...
Well, okay, so that may be after the fact. So what you're saying is 100% correct, and we're going to have to try to fit that into this whole picture. So let's take it slowly. Let's take it step by step. Let's see if we can learn together the first Mishnah Maseches Yedamos. Okay. I put the Tais on, but the Tais is assuming that you learned the Mishnah. I don't want to put the Mishnah on because it's too complicated. So, the Gemara says you're not supposed to say Shmuzu no, but Shmuzu ain't a no. That you like one Masecht over another. You shouldn't really say that, but you're not going to say that, but Yevamos is. Yevamos is Yevamos. So, the days of an Aleph Maseches Yedamos. Famous Mishnah. Chameishas reynoshim peishas taratzeim v'tzaras taratzeim v'chalitza v'nayibum. What does that Mishnah mean? So the Mishnah is referring to the following phenomenon. We should have brought a marker here. Moses says. You got a marker? I'll show you guys to see on Zoom. Okay.
It's from MTA though.
Okay, that's not what that's called. It's nice to see. Let's start with the ABCs. Simple, mamish, ABCs. Okay? Parshas Kiseitze, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdom, Ubeis Echad Meyam Ubeini Lo, Lo Si Esh Lebeis Achutz Lizoy, Bo Melech, Lach Lo Mishav Yibba. Okay? So two brothers are living together, not necessarily living together, but they're in the same lifetime, lifespan. And one of them dies without any children. So she's called the Yavama, the wife is called the Yavama, the Amana, the Yavama. Yavama falls for Yibum, to the other brother. So, the brother has to do Yibum on her. Then the Torah says, if for whatever reason he doesn't want to do Yibum, so then he can do Chalitza. Cholzman, he doesn't do either Yibum or Chalitza, she is not permitted to marry a stranger. That's an Issa Gomim in HaTorah. That's called the Yavam HaLashuk. It's a law. It's not an Issa Koris. It's not an Issa Misa. It's a law in the Torah. So you have to do either Yavam HaYavam now, or if he chooses not to. So if he does Yibum, then she becomes his wife. Then she's his regular full-fledged wife. If he doesn't do Yibum, then he has to Chalitza. The Chalitza is Matahal Lo'ilam. That's the Mamash, the ABCs of Maseches Yevamos. So the Mishnah Maseches Yevamos raises the following question. What's the din? You have two brothers. We'll call them, for convenience sake, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel. And Reuven dies without any children. And Rachel, quote-unquote, falls for Yibum. That's the phrase in the field of Yibum. She falls for Yibum to Shimon. So there's one small technical problem. You know what the technical problem is?
Shimon's married to Leah.
So that's like the complicated one, right? Okay, so it happens to be that Shimon's
married. He's his daughter.
It happens to be that Rachel is Shimon's daughter. Right? So Reuven is married to his niece. So his daughter just felt him for Yibum. Or, as Usher said, the more complicated case is that Shimon already has a wife, and that wife happens just by golly, happens to be Rachel's sister, Leah. So now, when Rachel falls for Yibum, that's Achos Ishto falling for Yibum. So the Mishnah says there are 15 different scenarios where you can have such a case where the woman who's falling to Yibum happens to be an erva to the Yavam. So the Mishnah says, what's the din? So there's no Yibum. You can't do Yibum. Memachem Arayas, you can't do Yibum. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, not only do you not do Yibum, I would have thought, okay, don't do Yibum, at least do Chalitza. No. If you can't do Yibum because she's an erva, then there's Ois Chalitza. There's no Chalitza either. So what happens to the woman? She goes scot-free. So, unless there's some other brother around. But let's say he's the only brother. Reuven's wife dies. She falls to the only brother, Shimon. Happens to be a relationship of arayas between Shimon and the Yavama. She goes free. That's it. Adkan, no Yibim, no Chalitza. Okay? That's the simple bit. That's the easy part of the Mishnah. But then things get a little bit more complicated. What if, let's try to remember all these people, that what if you have, should we use the marker? I understand
the marker.
Some MTAs, Michael, on the marker. It's all the same. Can you guys see? Okay. I try to draw in a way that everyone can still see. You guys can see on the board?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Visual props here. Okay, this is the universal language of Masechet Yevamos. Okay, only because I made it up. All right, so it's the language that I use. Yevamos, different books use different signs. This means brothers. Okay, all right. This means Mary.
Mary.
Okay. Shimon's married to Leah, and we're going to make, this could mean either brothers or sisters. Okay? Fine. So the first Mishnah Yevamos describes, Reuven, this is the universal sign for, figure it out, okay? Reuven dies, Rachel falls to Yibum to Shimon, not a chance, because Shimon to Rachel, that's an Issagomer, this is a chorus of Achas Ishtar. Okay? So far, so good. But what about, what if Reuven had more than one wife? All right? Reuven had another wife. Diagonal, there's no place to draw a straight line, so it doesn't make a difference. I mean, he's married. Reuven is married to a stranger. Who's the stranger? Sarah. Okay. So when Reuven dies, the halacha is that both of his wives fall for Yibum Chalitza, but only one of them does Yibum Chalitza. You don't do it on both. You do one, and the two wives are called Tzaros. And there's a good reason why they're called Tzaros. Okay? So co-wives. So now, when Reuven dies, so both Rachel and Sarah potentially fall to Shimon. Rachel obviously gets a freebie because she's a Achaz Ishto. The question is, what about Sarah? Do we say that Sarah's Petura? So if you ask me, I'd say, why should Sarah be Petura? Why should Sarah be Petura? Sarah's not an Erva, so let Sarah go ahead and do Yibum B'chalitza with Shimon. So that's what Beshamai says. That Beshamai says, Sarah, there's nothing wrong with Sarah. So, why shouldn't she be required to do Yibum Chalitza? So, Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel say there's a din called Tzaras Erva, Tzaras Achaz Ishto, Tzaras Erva, which tells me that if you happen to be a co-wife, if you're a Tzara to a woman who's an Erva, you also get a buy from Yibum Chalitza. And that's learned out from a pasuk, Isha Lechos Lasikach, Litzra to Ripsa Tzaras Harbe, a whole drasha, beginning of Masechet Yevamos, that. Not only is the erva herself petura, but the tzara's erva is petura as well. Now, whenever we say that somebody is petura from Yibum Chalitza, so you might think, well, I want to be machmir. I'm going to be machmir and do a Yibum. Why not? So why not? Because that's called what? That's called the violation of Eishes Ochiv Shalom B'mokha Mitzvah. So let's say, for example, if Reuben would have died with children, so his wife can't volunteer to do Yibum. That's an Issagom and Issachar that creates Mamzerus. So whenever there's a Ptur from Yibum because of some intrinsic Dim in HaTorah that there's no Yibum, so then you're not allowed to do Yibum. So now you had a very, very strange phenomenon floating around. That you had these Shilas of Tzoros Erva. You have Sarah, who's marrying the second wife of Reuven, who wants to know, she comes to Beis and she wants to know, am I supposed to do Yibum or not? So if she goes to Beis Shammah's Beis, then what's Beis Shammah going to tell her? That you must do Yibum. And if you don't do Yibum, you go ahead and marry without Yibum, what's going to happen? Without Yibum Chalitza.
Mamzeiros.
Mamzeiros. If you're going to marry a stranger, you're going to be in violation of what? According to Beis Shammah, v'lav lo siya esh tamesa chutzalizar, because you're zekuka Yibum, you're required to have Yibum Chalitza. If she comes to Beis Hillel's Beis, then, so Beis Hillel would say, you don't have to do Yibum, you don't have to Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum. So this was a raging machloikus in the days of Bishanti Sol. So the Gemara says this was a really, really loaded question, whether Tzoros do have Yibum or whether they don't have Yibum. So there was a suggestion that was made. Somebody came along with a great idea. He was just an Isha Shalom. If you were an Isha Shalom, what would you say? You want to make, just do Chalitza. You don't lose by taking off a shoe, right? You get a couple of little spit on the floor. No big deal. So, Bo Nesachel Mamut Tzoros Chalitza. So, Yechre Ben Nuri said, you know what? Instead of Bisham and Beis Hillel fighting, and Bisham is saying that the woman's violating L'siyesh Tavesa Chutz Lizar, and according to Beis Hillel, so the if they go ahead and do Yibum, they're in violation of the Sakaris. Let's make everybody happy. Bo Nesachel Lahem Mamut Tzoros Chalitza. If I was there, I would have been Rabbi Yechre Ben Nuri's team, right? The Gemara says, Lo Yotza Dover. It never happened. The Beis Din never got around to be misakad it, and never his suggestion, his solution was never implemented, and therefore we fall back on the regular halacha. How do we pass him? Mishami Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel, finish. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, there is no need for chalitza, there's no need for yibum, there's no reason to do it, and you don't gain anything by doing it, and shoyt, and finish gam marinu atan, and tzoras habas, tzoras achas ishta, tzoras erva, go scot free. Atkan. Rabbi Akiva. I just summarized for the first 13 bottom of Sechus Yevamos. Okay? That's the bottom line. Good. So far, so good. Okay? This is the easy part. Okay? Yevamos gets incrementally more difficult. Okay? We... Now we have to pay careful attention, not only to what's happening, but with the order, the chronology of what's happening. All right? So Reuben died, so Rachel and potentially Sarah fell to Yibam, and we bumped off Rachel, that's Ben Mishah and Ben Mishah, we passed like we said, we bumped off Sarah as well. Okay? So Rachel and Sarah just got a freebie from the Beis Din, right? There's nothing for them to do. We know Yibam and Chalitza. And with that, what may happen now as a little bit of a change? What could potentially throw this entire picture off right now?
There's another brother.
No.
Leah dies.
Leah dies after Reuben dies. Okay, so he died first, and then Leah dies second. Why is that so important? Because when Leah dies, guess what? Rachel is no longer, what? Asura to Shimon. Why? Because what does the Torah say? Only when she's alive. So Achas Isha is one of the, could be the only erva that totally disappears. Achar Misas Ha'Oseres. So the sister was the one who asked her. The minute that the sister dies, so then the whole Isser on Rachel falls by the wayside. So now, what would you think that there would be? If you didn't learn Yevamos yet, what would you think that there would be? Okay, great. So last week we told Rachel, no, you can't do Yibam because you're Achaz Ishtai. And now that Leah died, okay, good. Quickly go run to do it. Now you can go run to do a Yibam. Why not? That's what I would have said. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos, not a chance. Not in the wildest dreams. You know why? Because... Why in the wildest... We're just going to mute everybody, so if you have anything you want to say, so just unmute yourselves. Otherwise, everyone should try to remain muted. Okay? Yeah? Okay. So, why in our wildest dreams are we never ever going to let such a Yibam take place, and we're not going to insist on a Chalitza for the following? Even though it's true that in theory the Isser of Achaz Isha just fell off, but the minute that Reuven died, so when Rachel quote unquote falls to Shimon and then is rejected from Shimon, what Isser was just chal on Rachel? A new Isser was just chal on her. An Isser that remained in force to Eilim Vod. She's Eishes Achiv Shalei B'Mokam Mitzvah. The minute that Reuven dies and we paskin on Rachel, you can't do Yibum to Shimon. So now there's an Isser Gomer of Eishes Achiv that's Chal and Hala Olam Vod, and that Isser is never going to be Paka. So even though what originally prevented her from doing Yibum last week, that original Osiris is no longer here, Leia isn't present anymore, it doesn't matter. Once the Isser Eishes Ach was Chal, she's like an Eishes Ach, she's Eish Labonim, and she remains Asura the Olam Vod. And that's it, finished. Gemarnu. So Rachel was never, ever, ever going to come back to do Yibum. So the bottom line is the Klal Gadol Luchos Yibum. Everything is Nikva, Basar, the Shah of Yibum itself, the Nefidol of the Yibum. If it Bishas Nefidol, the Nefidol of the Yibum, you were not allowed to do Yibum because of Arias. Nothing is ever going to change that equation.
It's because she doesn't have the mitzvah anymore. She does have the mitzvah. She's not allowed to marry him because it's Asur.
No, there's no Yibum in Mokom Issacharis.
So what about Sarah? It's not based on an Issa for her per se. It's based on the Drasha Lugabin and Sarah.
The Tzara is also labeled as now, once she's Ptura, Bishas Maisa, because of Tzara's Erba, she also becomes the Eishes Ach, Sheesh Le Bonim.
And the fact that it's an Eishes Ach makes her not a Yibum at all. I mean, now that she...
You never have to come back. You never come back. Bottom line, everything is nit for boss of the Shasta field. That's the thing. So that's the background, okay? Now let's start. Let's get the ball rolling now. So Tosfos has an innocent question on the base of Maseches Yevamos. Tosfos asks, Ein l'hakshus. You know when Tosfos starts Ein l'hakshus, what do they really mean? That means you really should ask the question, but they're going to tell you why it wasn't such a good question. But it was a good question. Ein lachshus. The nida te'asa liyava, af api shebetahar acharkach. Listen to this one. Nobody's married to sisters. By the regular, normal, plain, simple nida. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, and the wife falls to Shimon. It happens to be, just by quirk, about a 50% chance at the time, that at the moment of truth, when Rachel, she's not a sister of anybody, Rachel falls to Shimon, she happens to be a Nida at that moment. Can she do Yibim right then and there? Crazy, right? Can't do Yibim. Issachar is a Nida, obviously.
Well,
Maimer, No. With the Raises, be a Kanev. Maimer is the garnished. So, Minat Torah, you can't do Yibim. She's a Nida. You're crazy. You do Yibim with a Nida. It's an Issachar. So, Yibum is put on hold at that moment. She goes to the mikveh 3 days later. Listen to this kasha. Says, what was the Ein Lachshus? Let's view a Nida with the Heresis Atzma to be the halachic equivalent of Rachel, who Leah died 3 days later. If Leah dies 3 days later, we say Rachel's off the hook from Yibum. There's no Yibum. One says no Yibum b'shas nefilah, no Yibum yalom v'ed. So too, whenever the Yavaba is a Nida, so she should knock out the chiv of Yibum liyadam vod. Anu din nuchas dinta. The only time there's ever Yibum is it happens to be if you luck out that you fall for Yibum when you're Tahora. If you fall for Yibum when you're Tameah, so then there's no Yibum. So Tosis is embarrassed to ask that kasha. So they don't ask you. They say the ain lachshus. Don't ask the silly. It's the silliest kasha. The ain lachshus. I don't think it's a silly kasha. I think it's actually a pretty good kasha. Why is that? What's the difference? Conceptually, what's the difference between when Leah dies? What's the halachic difference between Leah dying and a woman going to the mikvah? I mean, if you'd hear me say that out of context, you know what I'm talking about, but you understand what I mean.
What is
now?
It external and what is internal?
Wait, we have to see. We have to understand which reasons and which distinctions are relevant or not. So Tais is the aim lachshus. So Tais is, I'll tell you why. The Lo Domi need is not the same. The Achas Isha Usha Arayas Ha'isir Eimit Al Hayavam Tfei Mishar B'nei Adam Aval Nidal Kuliyam Asira. Says Toysus Achas Isha, and for that matter the other 14 Arayas, are Isurim that are unique in the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. Nida has nothing to do with the Yavam and the Yavama. Nida, she's Asura the Kuliyalma. She's a Nida. She can only be together with her. So says Toysus that that a woman is ptura from Yibum because she's an erva. What's the mokah for that whole din, by the way? That a woman is ptura when she's an erva from Yibum? It's all learned out from a pasuk, Isha l'chaisa v'sikach litzra l'galas avas aleh b'chayeha, because it says aleha in that pasuk, and it says Yivam yava aleha by Yibum, it's a gzereshava, the first 10 blah of the second Yivam is some kind of a gzereshava, that the Torah is telling me that there's no Yibum in mokah erva. So comes Tyson and says, if the whole mokor is there's no Yibum mokum erva, Achas Isha is the model. Achas Isha is an example of somebody who's asura to some and mutaris to others. Unlike Nidu, who's asura to all, and therefore it's not dumya, it's not the same. Atkan, that's the difference, Tyson says. So if I was just reading this Tyson, I would accuse Tyson of doing what? True, but what?
True.
What is this relevant? Why is this important? So Tyson is trying to draw an inequality. Do you already have a marker? Do you already have the board? Inequality. This is the saying, I guess you see this still, Nida doesn't equal Achos Isha. That's the punchline of this. Achos Isha carries with it Ptur Yibum Yodam Vod. Nida does not carry with it Ptur Yibum Yodam Vod. Why? Because they're not the same. And what characteristic is the difference? One is Asur L'Kol and one is not Asur L'Kol. What's wrong with the thesis? Besides being true but irrelevant, what's wrong with the thesis?
The equations are not.
The opposite. The inequality is what's wrong with Isis?
Those are the same because one's eternal and one's not eternal. But the problem is we only care what happens at the time of Reuben's passing. Meaning we only care if he's peace at the time of Reuben's passing, that's when the Zakuko initially has to happen. So if the Zakuko can't happen at the time of Reuben's passing, then it shouldn't matter why
wait, so you're supporting my theory that it's true but irrelevant. I want you to make the cash even stronger.
It's worse.
It's
mocham.
It should be the reverse.
Nida's mocham.
Nida's mocham. If she's asur to if she's usher to him, and she's usher to the whole world, it should be more so.
Oh, so the Tosis is pilipli. It's irrelevant what Tosis says, and it's worse than irrelevant. It's counterintuitive. What's Tosis talking about? Tosis discovered America. And again, don't forget, Tosis was embarrassed. They hesitated a million times on the Yestek Asher. Then finally, they gave into the Yetzirah of the Yestek Asher. So the Yestek Asher. Now we're doing the Kasha now. So Tachas, what are we doing with the Kasha? Tosis says, the answer is, no, don't compare Nida Tachas Ishto. That's mixing apples and oranges, because Nida is so much worse. And therefore, it's better. So the Tosis Rosh, very often when you read a Tosis, you have to look something at the other Balei Tosis to fill in the gaps a little bit. So Tosis Rosh, Vim Taimer, Tosis Rosh, they weren't embarrassed, they asked the Kasha. Vim Taimer, neither the Aslis Yapid, Afa Bisha Tavach Rechid, Kvachas Isha Demisha Bebsa Bisha Mesa Ishtach Rechid, Yishloimer, Lefidu Lo Yafina Nida Miachas Isha, Kmosha Arayas, all the other Arayas we do compare to Achas Isha, sounds like Tosis, right? What does the Tosis Rosh add that Tosis didn't mention? V'lo mikriya erva the eina asura mishum kurva. Ooh, wow. What does the Rosh say? It's just a diamond. The Rush just told you. The din, that there's no yibum with achas ishta, which is the model, that's another way of saying there's no yibum with an erva. Nida, Rabbi Isai, is nishkin erva. It's not an erva. How do I know? How do I measure? What barometer do I use to decide whether something is in this erva or not? So the Rush explains what Tosis is driving at. It has to have a certain characteristic, namely, asura lozeh. If you think about it, all arayos, by very definition, are not women who are off limits to gamrei. The women who are off limits to certain men and permitted to other men. So my sister, my daughter, my mother, my wife's sister, my mother's sister, etc. All those people are suros to some people and mutaros to other people. Nida is in its own corner, its own category. So Asher's going to ask me, what about Nesh's Ish?
Right. No, I was
going to
ask, isn't Nida still in
Parashat Arayos? Wait. So Tosis is redefining what Arayos means. Arayos has nothing to do with Minchon and Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with Parashat Chemos. Nida is a very, very unique category of halacha that's korva oriented. It's relationship oriented. And therefore, those people who have the relationship are usur. Those people who are lacking the relationship are mutter. Now, the only one that kind of sticks out a little bit like a sore thumb is Eishes Ish. But if you think about it a little bit further, Eishes Ish is also not a surah lakol. Yeah, she's mutar to her husband. So it's not the exact same numerical distribution, but it's the same halachic concept. So any Isser that's across the board is Nishkin Gilei Arayos. So now Tosis reads like a charm. That's clearly what Tosis had in mind, right? That when Tosis said that need is not the same, because it's Asur Lakol. Asur Lakol is not really the reason. It's not the what? No, give me the like lingo. It's not the Siba. It's the Simon. It's indicative of the fact it's the Raya that it's not Gilei Arayos. And once it's not Gilei Arayos, but maybe it's not subject to the din of carrying an Isser of Hebrew the other part. So you have to read the Tosis very carefully. Tosis is not saying the Siba Sadover. They're saying a Simon Ladover. The real, the Siba Sadover is Nid is not called an Emma.
The Tosa Rosh, though, adds in at the end of the
Lashon
of Mishum Korva. How does
Eishes Ish fit into
that?
So Eishes Ish is also a Korva kind of a halacha that because she's, it's almost like it's not my Korov. It's like she's his Korov. Like, it's also like a Korva Dika halacha. It's a funny kind of a Korva. So we have to digest this Tosis a little bit, the Tosa Rosh, but we like this Tosis. We like this Tosa Rosh. You know why? We like it because it's slow to give up with us a little bit, but what do we like it more for? He just defined Erva and explained why Nida is not in the Erva Parsha, which fits really, really well with the Tosin Gitta Beis and Beis, which explains to us why, even though we have a cloud godel called Ein Davish Erva Pachos Mishnayim, no exceptions to that rule, Nida is not an exception to that rule. The Sofra law is not a Yetzim in a cloud. The Sofra law is teaching me what? That Nida is talking about an Erva. So believe it or not, What's the makor in Chumash for Tosfos' definition of arayas? How did Tosfos know how to define arayas properly? You know where they got it from? They got it from Vesafra Law. Because Chazal were looking at these two psukim. On the one hand, we have this Zeru Shava, Kachnam Allah Mashim Sinai, Dov Dov Bimavim. Dov Bimavim means Ein Dov Shepach Vishnim. And in the same breath, the Torah Kadesha tells us, Vesafra Law. Vesafra Law the Atzma. So how could it be? Why is those two didn't mistira one to another? The answer is, you have a Kosva Shlishi. The Sofer Law is begala to me, is teaching to me what the Arayas means, what Davashim Rebbe means. I need to take a fall short. Once I understand from the Sofer Law, I need to fall short. Now I understand why the Mishnah in Masechet Yibam doesn't list Nida on the list of 15, because it's taka not true. Even though it's true, you can't do Yibam Bishas when the woman is a Nida, that is correct. But you wouldn't say that she's Paka, the Din Zika. Zika means the relationship that requires Zikra Chalitza, Yibam Chalitza. You wouldn't say the Zika is Paka from her being a Nida. Arayas a Mufkazain from Zika. Need is not Mufkazain from Zika. So Yevamos the Beis and Gittin the Beis really, really are on the same team according to the worldview of the Baal HaTosis. Then you open up the Rambam. Then you get a different picture of God. Look at the fourth of the Mamakonis. The Rambam is Ishus. Rambam is the organizer par excellence. The categorizations of the Rambam are mamish kodesh kadoshim. So the Rambam doesn't just start rattling off of Ishus. First, he categorizes for you who's who in the world of Ishus. So he behooves the Rambam to define that halachic term called arayas. So the Rambam says, "I'm going to define for you parshas arayas. Kol she'asar bi'asa b'toira." So first of all, it's got to be in a sabia. It's not a sabia. I was at that rise. Chayva biyasa koris. Last week it's a koris. Ram is coming lafuki. There are a lot of yisurabia that koris. They're coming with the grushas that koris. Yisroben mamzeres. So that comes a lot of yisurabia that koris. So the Ram says it's got to be in a sabia with this koris. Now you can have this koris without a sabia. Even chometz is not a rise. Even your kippah is not a rise. Chul shabbos is not a rise. So you have to have a combination of those two conditions. It's got to be Nisabil and Nisakoris. And then the Rambam says, just in case you want to check my list, the Hein Ha'amuros B'Parshas Achrei Mois. The Rambam makes reference to Parshas Chumash. Open up the Chumash, Parshas Achrei Mois. Hein HaNikra Narayas. V'chol Achas B'yam Nikras Erva. Erva is the singular for Arayas. Kagon Ein V'yachos U'bas V'chayetze B'hen. Ad Kan Dibir Rambam. So basically, the Rambam says, just open up Parshas Achrei Mois. That's it. That's your list. That's your exhaustive list. It's a little bit tricky, that list the Rambam gives you. Because there's actually one that the Rambam just made reference to. It doesn't even say it explicitly. Who knows what I'm talking about? The Rambam said, Rambam gave you the Lashon Yachid. What did the Rambam say? Aim the achos ubas. All three of those are Parshas Achrei Mois. What? Bas ain't there. Actually, bas is where? No,
it's not. It's because
no.
It says.
Ervas Baspidcha, Ubaspidcha. It says you're not allowed to marry your granddaughter. It doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash you can't marry a Bas. So the Tarshu Bapes says quickly, don't drive yourself to kaka cuckoo conclusions. It's a Nisakaris. No shayla, no question. It's a Misra, it's a Kari. No
question.
What?
You have to jump to that conclusion.
So it's clear as day, Belishum Sofek, that the Bas is one of the Arayas, but the only one that's not. So the Rambam has a famous comment. We spoke a lot about this Rambam years gone by in Chulin days and Psachim days. But the Rambam writes, the reason why the Torah doesn't write it is because it's muvan me'elov. Because lo osra Torah elabas abas elamishub abas. The Torah says you can't marry your daughter's daughter. So muvan me'elov, you can't marry your daughter. What's the kasha? The problem is It's a shtikla don't shim adin issue. So you have to read the sukkahs of the Gemara. You have to read carefully and figure out what the answer to that question is. But not for now. So getting back to that story. So the Rambam just defined to you two characteristics that are necessary, and you check the list of Pashat HaChrimos to make sure that you're on the list. So I want to know, what would the Rambam say about Nida? Isabia? Isakaris? Is it on the list? Yep.
Yes.
So according to the Rambam, three strikes you're out, and Nida is an error. There's no question under the sun, the Rambam holds that Nida is giving rise, Pashat for giving rise.
Nida was in
Mitzorah.
Nida was in
Mitzorah. The Tumas Nida is in Mitzorah, and then the Isla Baila is in Pashat Achrimos in Kedoshim. Okay, all the dinim of Tumah, Hashem becomes Tumah, as mentioned in Mitzorah, and then the Torah says, well, Isha B'Nidus Tumas, the secret of it says in Pashat Achrimos. So according to the Rambam, we have a little bit of a problem. What's that problem according to the Rambam? So, we have two problems. We have Gittin Davei's issue. Because once you tell me that Nida is an Erva, that's going to raise a red flag about the Pasuk of Yisrof HaLoh. I'm not going to lose not one second of sleep over that Kasha. You know why?
The Rambam doesn't hold that.
The Rambam wasn't Gairis for Yisrof HaLoh. They didn't do anything to be suing for. So the Rambam probably holds there's no Mokha for Yisrof HaLoh between Yeshua. And remember the Ramban said Nida is Bechlal, not the Mokha, because you ain't done Efshar Mishai Efshar, and she's Nemenesal Atzma, she's Nemenesal Atzma. Yeah. The whole thing is made up of the It's all the world of the Bali HaTosfos. So you can't cross over from France to Egypt and say, hey, how come the Rambam, what did the Rambam do with Tosfos Kasha? That Kasha is not losing sleep over. But the other Kasha will lose some sleep over. Because the Maisa, the Mishnah in Yavam, it says, Chamesh Reinosh HaProtest Tzor, Seva Tzor, Seva Tzor, and Nida's not on the list. And we know Nida's, this is a joke, I'm sure, a farce. We've been doing Yibums and Chalitzas for 3,000 years. No one ever heard such a crazy thing that, oh, if the woman's a Nida, when she falls the Yibum, there's no Yibum Chalitzas. It's ridiculous. So what's the answer to that Kasha? That's a conceptual Kasha. The Erechna and Bisurin is a Toysos created Kasha. But the other Kasha is a Kasha Me'atzma. How would the Rambam answer that question? So go back to the Tosfos for a second. Not the Tosfos Rosh. Go back to the Tosfos. Tosfos said, "Ein la'achshas the need to teyasa the yavav pishut barat achad k'mar chas ishtai. K'mar chas ishtai is the mokor. She'em is yavav is a tilo meis ishtai. The lo domi, it's not domi. Tachas isha sharaisas over the yam tzvei mishavnei adam. Not dubi tachas ishtai. And we got nervous when we saw the Tosfos because we said, it's not dubi, it's worse." So we fell back on the Tezer Rosh to explain, no, it's not just a quirk, it's not an irrelevant piece of information, it gets to the very heart and soul of the Yishuv of Nida, of Erva. Are we the Shubat to this Tezer Rosh? Could it be that Tezer is saying a little bit of a different twist of the Teretz? Tezer is saying something along the lines of, how do you know any of these dinim and yivams? How does the first 10 body of yivams? How do you know any of these dinim that arise? The Torah says dinim source. Out of the whole 9 yards, where does it come from? One phrase, achas ishtim. Because it says, isha l'chaisa l'sipach, and the Torah Rebbe says that passage before, also the b'vacham yivam, isha l'chaisa l'sipach, finished. Achas ishtim is the model par excellence, it is the prototype of women who are exempt from yivam. Achas ishtim. Dumya da achas ishtar. It's a phrase that appears in the Gemara a few places. Dumya da achas ishtar. Dumya da achas ishtar. Dumya da achas ishtar. If it ain't dumya da achas ishtar, the whole parasha, the whole Ptuah from Yibum was never said. Could it be? That's what Taisus meant. Taisus never meant to say, oh, need is not an error because Vasul is Abutar Zazala. Chagad Yahol Shtikotar Tezerash. No. Taisus just simply meant, this whole parasha from Yibum is a chiddush, it's not doing achas ishtai. It's worse than achas ishtai. You don't ask those kind of kashas. In Yibum, you don't ask those kashas. Everything is patterned and modeled after achas ishtai. Imo is like achas ishtai, and Imo is not one of the chamesh tzvei nashim anyway for a different reason. Eisha, I'm telling you a good one. Achas imoi. You have to be very careful when you speak about the 15 Arias, because there's always a kasha. If I'm not allowed to marry her, who else probably wasn't allowed to marry her? If Shimon can't marry her, then Reuven probably wasn't supposed to marry her also. So you have to find a woman who's only an Erva to Shimon, not to Reuven. So many of them, that won't be. Let's say if it's a full sister to both of them, so then Reuven couldn't have married her in the first place. So the only time they can have a sister that falls to Yibam, it's got to be a half-sister from the mother. So it gets a little bit complicated. So you have to be careful when you think of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim. Everyone's got to know the Chamesh Esrei Noshim Be'al Peh. If you want to get credit in Jeopardy. We learned this episode of Yavamas way, way back in Yeshiva. So we had a Malav Malka that year. And we, my wife and the kids decided we have to play a game at the Malav Malka. Kid. Be boring, just sit, ask around for the third time everyone's names, and you know, just you know the rapper's going to tell a story about his life. They want something more. So my wife thought she was running some kind of singles event or something. I had to play a game show. So we decided you have to play Jeopardy. So the kids decided to play Jeopardy. I said, Jeopardy, I'm not playing Sonos. Playing Jeopardy. So we agreed we're going to make a Torah Jeopardy. So I had to think of all the questions. So there were, I think, five categories. So one of the categories was odds and ends in Masechet Yevamos, something like that. One of them had to do with strange shittas in Shir, and one of them had to do something like that, and one of them had to do with strange stories that I told in the course of Shir, and one had to do Sobolovsky trivia, whatever. There's some things that had some degree of significance, some more than less. So in the list of pieces of information, everybody, whoever opened up Yevamos should know, so like the last question, like the big, like the jumbo, you know, the final round was you have to rattle off all the Chamesh Esrei Noshim in front of Sursev, all the 15 Arayas. That it's tricky because some of them don't belong in the Mishnah. So you can't just think of all the, even if you know all the Arayas, you got to think clear which ones belong, which don't belong. So Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So nobody in this year was able to get all 15. So they turned the question around to me and said, Rebbe, come on, can you do it? I couldn't do it. Okay, then I fell short two or three eyes. I couldn't. It's complicated. It's basishto, bas this, bas basishto, bas basishto, bas benishto. Chamoisa im Ishis ochis shalher balomoy achas ishto meaviv and meima meaviv. You get yourself dizzy with it. So I also fell. So if you want to win this year, the Yevamos Jeopardy guy. No. Okay, back to that story. So it could be that this machleik is going on here between the Rambam and the one that tells a rush. Tells can't tell. But the Rambam says a rush. What is it about Nida that makes it so radically mufka from the parish of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Petus Tzur Seim, etc.? So according to Taisa Rush, it's because Nida is takanat an erva. But the Rambam can't say that because the Rambam redefined the erva the way he did. So according to the Rambam, maybe it's just a stop. It's a drasha of the Yalmud, it's a yafus of the Yalmud. It's not a mitzvah. It's not to be dachas ishto and don't ask him more kashas. So some of you may be wondering, okay. So at the end of the day, menafkim. At the end of the day, women are believed to say they went to the mikvah. At the end of the day, nidas don't aser for yibam. I mean, beinenu, what's the nafkim? Who cares? So there is a din that appears in Masechet Kedushin, the fifth of Rambam Kaimis. The Gemara wants to know the source for a din of Mishnah in Masechet Kedushin. Mishnah says ein kedushin tosin berayis. If Reuven is Mekadosh's sister, is Mekadosh's mother, is Mekadosh's his wife's sister, English, the Kedusha is Bapkis, Dvar Metalim, there's no need for a get. Okay? Ein Kedushin Tosin, Be'arayis, Be'chayv Ekrisis. For the Akiva is a Chiddush, even Be'chayv Elav, and that part we don't pass in Akiva, we pass in Ein Kedushin Tosin, Be'arayis. So Gemara says, what's the Mokma for that din? How do anyone know what the Mokma is? How do you know? How do you know there's no Kedushin Tosin, Be'arayis? But Yeshua had the chiddush by Eishes Ish, which is when Avraham Lulim didn't know why he needed a chiddush for. But by, let's say, regular sister, daughter, mother, how do you know there's no kiddush in Tosin? Maybe you're not allowed to marry them. Okay, if you married them, if you gave them kiddushin, you're not allowed to be with them, but you still have to give her a get. How do you know there's no such parasha? The parasha of kiddush is not chal, it's not teifis, b'chlab erayis. It's a mishnah in kiddushin. So the message is based on a pasuk. Isha l'chaisa loisikach. Losikach has a double meaning. It doesn't just mean don't do it. It means what? You can't do it. It's impossible. It's not shayach. Kadosh Baruch Hu said losikach, so it's the drush is lo yehelecha. It's not even possible. Even if you try to do it, it won't be teifes. It's like Rashi says in Kodesh Yerivash Leilech lo uchal oid latzeis v'lava. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't do it anymore. I'm too old. Okay, I can't handle anymore. 120, I'm too old. Uchaloid, let's say Sulavad. So Rashi quotes one interpretation. What do you mean, Uchaloid? Moshe Rabbeinu is strong. He climbed up Harnavel in one and jumped up the mountain and he ran up in 2 seconds. Uchaloid. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said he can't. Because Baruch Hu said you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, so lo uchalad. I can't do it anymore physically. Because Baruch Hu said
Ain a rishoy.
I can't. I literally can't do it. So it comes. The Gemara says lo sikach made. Even if you try to do it, you stand under a chuppah with two edim and it's out of condition and give a ring to your sister, it says, Dvarim b'teilim, she doesn't need a get. So the Gemara asks, okay, so bishlama achazishta, what about other arayas? How do you know? How do you know to compare all the arayas to achazishta? The Gemara finally comes up with what's called the hekesh to Rabbi Yaina. Fifth of Ram, comes Rabbi Yaina, v'tem Rav Huna b'edim Yeshua. Somehow it's always called the hekesh Rabbi Yaina, even when I'm not even sure Rabbi Yaina said it. It's machoik is whether Rabbi Yaina said it, Rabbi Yaina, somehow. And the oilam became known as the Hekesh Rabbi Yaina. Amakra, it's a mistake. Bikol Hashem Yasevikol Toivosa Elu V'Nichrusu. Pasuk from Mincha for Yom Kippur. It says after the whole parsha of Arayas, it says anyone who violates any of the Arayas is Chayav Karis. Hukshu Kol Arayas Kulam Achas Ishta. Ma'achas Ishta Lo Tafsi B'Kiddushin. Afkol Arayas Kulam Lo Tafsi B'Kiddushin. Hold on. So comes Rabbi Yain and says, the only place that says explicitly, I mean explicitly, losikach, means explicitly that there's no kedusha, it's only achas ishtai, but we derive all the other ayahs for compare, the hukshu, hekesh, and the tayyar. Correcting one of the following kashas, ihochi, if so, filu nidadami. If you follow that line of reasoning, in the kaddish you need, the kedusha should be chal. Alamam rabbi, akom edu, balam nidu, asen shed of lad mamzer. If a person is boil and nida, I'll leave that to say to me, but it's a boil and nida, the kid is not a mamzer. Usually, lack of kedusha and mamzerus go hand in hand. That's a whole other sugi of mesechus yevamos and mesechus kedushin. Generally, as a rule, if there's no kedushin, then it will be mamzerus, and vice versa. If there's mamzerus, that's a riot, there's no kedushin. So he asks the Gemara, we know for a fact that nida does not create mamzerus. So the corollary of that statement is that nida must have kedushin. Kedushin of tayyus and nida, how could it be? So Amar Chizki Amar Kro Usihini Dasa Allah. These letters from the Bailan are a disaster. They changed the words of the Chumash. Usihini Dasa Allah. Afilu Bishasti Dasa Deva Vayat. Agzeres Akrosov. Usihini Dasa Allah is a pasuk. Pashas Mitzrayot Abba. Usihini Dasa Allah. There's a lashon Havaya, lashon Kedushin. That if you Mekadesh and Nido, the Kedushin of Tosin. I can't be able. So let's just work through for a second. Think this through for a minute. The Shach B'Tar and the Gemara. We establish that there's no kedusha be'achas ishtay. Then the hekesh Rabbi Yehuda taught us al arayas, and then the Gemara is to kasha. Hey, what about nida? What do you think? Red flags down on that play. What's the worst kasha? Hey, what about nida? Isn't nida like all the other arayas, right? Isn't she the same as all the arayas, right? Yeah, what? Who does this Gemara read like a charm for? The Gemara asks. Yochei nida nami. That's very Rambam talking. The Gemara is kasha. According to Tosfos, nida happens to snuck it just by chance landed in Parshas Achrimos for some strange reason, but it's not really Parshas Achrimos. It's not really part of the model of Arayas. So why did Gemara ask yihachi nida nami? So according to the Rambam, the Gemara reads like a chum. Yihachi nida nami, nida full flesh. Terrible. Should say mamzerus, say kedusha Tosfos by nida. What's the Gemara's answer? We'll see nida salov. According to the Rambam, how did the Rambam read that answer? The Gemara.
It is in there,
but there's a point. There's Xeris Akosov. This is one of the very, very few arayas, actually the only one, that Kedusha Toysin does great from Xeris. So according to the Rambam, the Havamina didn't change. The Havamina was Shorvatayim, that a Nida is a full-fledged 1,000% Erevel L'chol Dini HaTorah, but Kedusha and by Karl of Kedusha, once it goes from Xeris, they go hand in hand, is the exception to the rule. That's how the Rambam reads this Gemara. How does Toysin read this Gemara? Toysin Rosh? According to Taisa Rosh, the Havamina was who's right? This is how Taisa Rosh would read the Gemara. The Havamina is the Rambam's right. The Maskona, but the Rambam's not right. That we're right. We're right. I'm right, says Taisa Rosh. That's the Xerxes Kosmos. He did also love the condition of Taisa. So it's interesting. We almost have two different psukim that are teaching us the same Yisoy that Nida is not really an Erva. What are the two psukim? One of the Sofala back in Gindad days, because otherwise it would have been Endavshir Bakhul Shraim. The other day, you see Nidah Salaf, which is interesting because both of those Psukkim were Taka Pashas Mitzayra. So both of those phrases, the Sidi Nidah Salaf and the Sofala, are shedding light on how to learn properly or how not to get mixed up and to learn incorrectly the Psukkim of Pashas Achrimos. If you just open up Acharei Mois and you would just read Nidus on the list, the 15 or whatever, 21 or 31 or whatever, the number of Arayos there are, you would mistakenly, says Taisus, read like the Rambam. You would walk away with the Rambam and Chazisha for Kalaflocha and saying that if it's on the list, so it's a Nidah, it's an Erev, it's on the list, it's a Bio, it's a Chorus and Shrine. So you need Parshas Mitzoyra to open our eyes. To wait, no. Nidah is not as Arayos as you thought she was. Haraya, so full of the Atzma. Haraya, we'll see Nidasa, Allah, Kedusha Taisin, the Karlebi, the Mamzeiros. So now, when you walk away from all the sugyas, all the dust settles and all the sugyas, you have two radically different approaches in Gedalia Rishayim. What Anida is Anida Ye'er V'nishtan Erva. According to Taisa, Taisa Rosh, she's not an Erva. And that's why Kedusha Nataisa, and that's why she's their menace as the Neid Echad, and that's why it doesn't create an Yisidibo in the Yom Voed. All of those are all expressions, all extensions of the basic principle of Nida is not an Erva. And why is Nida not an Erva? What is it about Nida that fundamentally makes it Nishke Erva? Asur Lazeh. Muteros Lazeh. That defines Arayas. And Nida is Asur Lakol. So Taisa Rosh, for good luck, throws in something else. He says, maybe there's another reason. Off the side, off the record. Why maybe Nida is not an Erva. There's another characteristic of Nida that makes it very, very non-Erva oriented. You know what it is? She's going to the mikveh tomorrow. So today's an erva, tomorrow, next week she becomes an erva, and then following. That's a revolving door. That's not Gidei Arayos. Gidei Arayos means if it's your sister, it's your sisterly young boy. Aisha says she's not a revolving door. She's married. All right, never thought about that. Give her again. Okay, that we can understand. She's not an Aisha's anymore. But generally speaking, Arayos are here to stay. So the very nature of the chasnida comes and goes and fluctuates. So, this is Arayos. But no, kind of Arayos. That's a secondary thought.
Even after she shows the
Yeah, but again, that's like something like radical, like, you know, she's a surah for 50 years, and then the sister dies, she becomes Muteris, the other boy. Nida, she becomes a surah, Muteris, depending on what time of the month it is. It's my Monday kind of an era. So the bottom line is that the Machlekes Taisa Rosh and the Rambam sticks and permeates all these sugyas. It impacts on the base, it impacts on Yevamos the base, it impacts on Badafas, the Kedushas of Sabbath Zion. Everything is the same. All these sugyas are all read through two different sets of lenses, Taisa Rosh versus the Rambam. So we've been giving share about 45 minutes today, and you probably will realize that we have not yet given what? One nafkamina. At the end of the day, Nida is believed to say she went to the mikvah. Everyone agrees to that? The Rambam also accepts that. Everyone agrees that Nida doesn't create an issue yibam liolam vod? Everyone agrees to that. It's not on the list in the base. Everyone agrees condition are types of Nida? Yes. Everyone agrees Nida does make mamderus? Yes. So there are four dinim on the table here that they... Bain Egypt, Bain France, they all said the same, they all passed the same thing. So it's interesting how they got there and two very, very different radical, you know, ways of looking at the entire sugya, how to read all the Gemara, the Hamidus, the Maskanas, and the different rites, all cute. But a little tochen, Rabbi Yisrael, a little lemaise out of this, right? A little bit. Otherwise, we'll say Ashiya is not a lemaise shiur. A few years ago, they made like a survey, they were describing different shiurim. So we were on the lemaise part, I forgot. I think we were on the mice, but even though we were learning book of comedy or something, we didn't open a book of Shemesh. It was the mice. I don't know, strange definition. Okay. Anyway, so let's see if we could potentially find something in the mice. So the Rambam, in the sixth of the Mamakamos, has something pretty much right out of the Gemara. A mekadosh achas ben arayis la'asa klum shein kedusha dosa mi'erva chutz ben anida shemekadosh es anida arayis mekudesh es kedushin gemurin. Don't think there's anything. Don't think there's not mekudesh es 100%. Mekudesh kedushin gemurin, says the Rambam. The ain roy lasis kain. You shouldn't do it. What's my problem?
You do it all the time.
Another kasha. What's my cash in the Rambam? What's cash? Forget about cash and us. What's the Rambam? Cash in the Rambam. Ain't Roy Lassus kid.
Why?
Why not? What's wrong? The Kedushin of Taisa. Ain't Roy Lassus kid. What's the Ain't Roy Lassus kid? Who here read this Rambam? If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. If it's Kedushin of Taisa, the Taisa. What's fine? What's the Isser? So there is a startling statement by the Mechas Chinuch It doesn't even appear in the regular Minchas Chinuch. In the back of the Minchas Chinuch, so we had some Tosafos, the Chometz HaMincha, I think it's called. He added on a few things that he forgot to write the first time around. And in the new Minchas Chinuch, the ones that you guys used, I grew up with the old Minchas Chinuch, but the new Minchas Chinuch, the regular three-volume block of Minchas Chinuch, so they already stuck all the Chometz HaMincha into the Minchas Chinuch. They just put it in parentheses a little bit to know that it's not from the original Minchas Chinuch, it's from some afterthoughts that he had. So the Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating pshat in the Rambam. He based himself off of Gemara Maseches Kedushin. The sugya that we referenced before about how do you know that ein kedushin tosin de'arayis. So Gemara quotes the pasuk Isha l'chayis lo sikach, and the Gemara has at one stage the Gemara says, how do you know that ein kedushin tosin? Maybe all that pasuk means is you shouldn't do it, like a lashon iser. Isha l'chayis lo sikach, don't be lakeach your sister. But maybe the kedushin not tosin. The Gemara says, nah, the Gemara quotes another pasuk, etc. The Gemara finally says something along the lines of, there are two psukim halach and chila b'diyavet. But the Gemara almost seems to tell us that not only are ein kedushin tosin with your sister, with your mother, with your daughter, with your granddaughter, ein kedushin tosin, but if you try to do it, you didn't have eira. A guy wants to do his fathers. A guy wants to be the Kaddish's aunt. He knows full well Ein Kiddush Tovsin. The whole thing's a farce. The whole thing's a joke. He's going to go ahead and give a ring and say, Ein Kiddush Tovsin. If he asked me, did he do anything wrong? Anything usur? If it were the FBI, I would have said, what? He did anything usur? He just said something pretty silly. He's wasting his time. I mean, we don't like to do silly things. But he didn't do anything usur. So the Gemara, at one stage, and it's not clear what that's the Maskana, the Gemara seems to say that he did do something usur. That when the Torah says Ein Kedushin Tovsin b'chayv krisos, not only is the Torah telling you but the Eved Kedushin not Tovsin, there's something wrong with having a Maisa Kedushin with the woman who's in Eved. You're not supposed to be doing that. Lo sikach. It's an Issa Goma min ha-Torah lo sikach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a radical shot. Says the Minchas Chinuch. The starting point was, remember the Gemara's Kasha? Yihachi nida nami? Nida should be the same as all the Arayas, right? Identical. She's Mamisha. Nida's an Arab. It's the same story. Yochi Nida should be Ein Kiddush Tosin. Kamash Blon, the Chazal dug up Tosh Rapet, digs up a Pasuk of Parshas Mitzayra that says, Usahini does a love. Whew, Rosh Hashanah could read this, I believe, that Kiddush Tosin and Nida. Anyone see the direction Mechaz Chiddush is going in? Says Mechaz Chiddush, this Chiddush HaTayra, Usahini does a love, is Mechadish to me, that notwithstanding the fact that she's an Eidah, she's an Arab, etc., 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 Kedushin are still never, still types in both. Does that pasuk address the Issa L'chadchina to L'kacha? Where does that pasuk talk about? Anything about the Issa L'chadchina? The pasuk's talking about Sehi, Lashon Havaya, is the Kedushin Taisin. So the pasuk in Achrei Moshe has been megala to me that notwithstanding what I would have thought, the Kedushin are not Taisin, Kamash Malon, the Kedushin are Taisin. The Torah doesn't say boop, doesn't say a word about the Issel Akacha. So what is the name? Is it also Akacha or not? Well, Isser Kedekoy Koy. If it was also the Kaddish, your sister and your mother and your aunt and your granddaughter, so it's also the Kaddish, Sanida. Because anyone who's in Baj Sachar and Mois, who should call a Rai Sladadi, so there's an Isser Gomor Lakacham, and there's a Did of Ankfis's Kedushin. The Did of Ankfis's Kedushin, the Torah put a block on, put a hold on when it comes to Nida. But the original Isser Lakacha, is Ami Bisura Rishon. And therefore, says the Bechas Chinuch, if you hand the ring over to Anita to say, Aram Kadesh is late, the Kedusha Taisin, no, Kedusha Gemurid. But you just find it in Issa Gomer, in that Torah. You were Makadish as an Erva. Which Rishon could say such a thing, and which Rishon in a million years can never say such a thing? Ram could say, you know why? Because according to Rambam, the Gzeres HaKosov is not redefining Arayas. The Gzeres HaKosov is saying, you're right. Tachad Adin should be in Kedushin Tosin Benidah. You're right. But it's the Gzeres HaKosov. Okay, Gzeres HaKosov is speaking about Tehi Nidosa. Legavi Havayas in Kedushin. The Gzeres HaKosov is not revamping the Issa L'Chadchina. So the Issa L'Chadchina is Ami Bisurin. But according to Taiz HaRosh, what's the Tehi Nidosa Allah telling me? What's the Tehi Nidosa Allah telling me? It's not an erva. that is nothing to do with Arayas. It's not part of the Hekesh of Rabbi Yaimah. Who should call Arayas on that? It needs Mishkan Erva. It happens to by fluke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some, B'chachmaso, HaGadol, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the Parshas Akhira. So it really belongs in Parshas Eber. I don't know where it belongs, but Parshas Mishpat, put wherever you want. It doesn't really belong. It's there. The Baruch Hu will put it there. So the Kasha, we don't understand why. But in terms of Hilchas Arayas, it doesn't really belong there. And therefore, if Kedushin HaTayf's in, what's the corollary according to Taizer Rush? What other Issa just fell by the wayside also? The Issa Lachadchil also falls by the wayside. There's no Issa Lachadchil to be Mekadish, someone who's not in there. So the Bechaschin of Shtecho Torah only can begin to make sense within Shittas Rambam, which is not bad because he's trying to say Abedas Rambam. So Bechaschin claims that's what the Rambam's Kavanah is. Who has two Shtagah Kashas against Bechaschin? Lefini, again, we're not in the business of disagreeing with Chazir, but on this one, Emissary Darika, we have to tell him that he's Tzarech. You can't say it. I can't. Mechila's caught me here, but Mechila says me true, we have to. But Mechila, but I can't say it. Why?
Ein
Roy Laskin is not the way I would write a Nisa Deraisa. The Rambam knew how to throw a surim at you if you wanted to. The Rambam should have said, called Makadish is a need, I raise it over below, so I say. Ein Roy Laskin is a little bit too watered down for our taste. Never in Chazishas does the Rambam ever say his Nisa Lakashas ever. A real ever even. The Gemara, apparently the Rambam learned the Gemara that wasn't really a Maskaras Gemara, that never really is a Nisa Lakhadchila. The whole Issa, the Bechaschinuch said, of course there's a Nisa Lakadash Achaisa and Eshe Zachiv and the Oydish Lami, you can't forget any. The Rambam never tells you the real Issa. So the Ein Roy Lasas Kain is most probably not that. You know what Ein Roy Lasas Kain is? Give me. You know why? Who can guess why? Ein Roy Lasas Kain. It's not such a grandiose, deep, dark, halachic secret. It's very pragmatic.
It's not going to look good.
But what's going to look bad? The Magad Mishnah says, quotes from the Goyim, people how you go and quotes from the Goyim and say, you should be the cash you need. You know why? When you put the ring on our finger, you can end up touching her by mistake. You're not supposed to be doing that. That's why you should be the cash you need. The Shema Yigaba. That's it. Nothing. That's the Ein Roy Lasas Kain. The Rambam didn't have to explain it. It was Muvan Me'elov. Ein Roy Lasas Kain. We don't do those things. It's a bad idea. But to say it's an Issa government of Torah, we assume not that way. Therefore, the Minigo Elam today is, we try to avoid Chavis Nidah if all possible. Once in a while it happens. So, Mekadosh the issue, and she's a Nidah also. It's Mishka Filah. Tell the husband to try. The husband try as best you can not to touch. So we don't follow the Rambam's Ein Roy Lasas Kain. If we're stuck, we try Lechadchila too, but then we're in a pickle. The caterer already got $100,000 down on the date and deposit, so the Ein Roy Lasas Kain. It would be a Nisa Gomim in a Torah, it would be in a big, big pickle. But we assume not like this, but Chaschidu Kla Halacha. So, Baisai, guess what? So now we get shit for 55 minutes, and we still don't have what? Still don't have enough community. Okay, at least we have time to Mincha. So we have to think about it a little bit with Mincha, and hopefully tomorrow maybe we'll come up with some real enough for you. Okay, everyone.